What do Piper and Garmin have up their sleeve? This AvWeb Audio special from NBAA in Atlanta is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. All we know for sure is that Piper Jet will have a new avionics package, maybe based on the G1000. Or maybe not. Garmin is being close-lipped about what capabilities it will provide Piper, according to Bob Cromer, Piper's VP of Sales. In this audiocast, Cromer offers an update on Piper's progress on its single-engine jet. Testing, he says, will happen in Vero Beach, but no decisions have been made on a production site.
Bob, can you update us on the Piper jet program, and then I'll have some specific questions for you on the avionics package.
Very good. Proof of concept, the first flying airplane, will be done in quarter two of 2008. We look forward to that flight and subsequent flights. That will tell us a lot about the airplane's aerodynamics and will prove the performance and the capabilities of the Piper jet from an aerodynamic standpoint. Following proof of concept flight, we will fly serial numbers 1, 2, and 3. So those four aircraft total will comprise the Piper jet test program. And we'll fly approximately 2.5 years, probably 2,500 total flight test hours, and then we'll receive our type certificate. We expect type certificate 2010, followed by deliveries in late 2010.
Now, will that testing be done at Vero?
Yes, all flight testing will be done at our main factory and flight test center in Vero Beach, Florida.
How about a decision on manufacturing site? Has that been made yet?
No decisions made at this time. We have no further information on manufacturing site for the Piper jet.
Okay. Tell us about the avionics package in this. I understand it's kind of a next generation of the Garmin G1000.
Yes. We announced today at NBAA that Garmin will be the avionics suite of choice for the Piper jet. We look forward to seeing what the capabilities and features are of Garmin's future avionics packages. They're being a little closed lip about their future capabilities. They will have some strong announcements next year at NBAA. But we look forward to having Garmin on board and helping to bring to market some of these really exciting benefits and features of their future products.
You're a sales guy. What would you like to see in that package, in that avionics package?
I think there's all kinds of capabilities. I especially am interested from the Piper jet perspective on the avionics and the autopilot interface. As you know, our Piper jet is a single pilot certified airplane, and how the airplane is flown single pilot has so much to do with the capabilities of the autopilot. So we're extremely excited about Garmin's future capabilities in the autopilot and autopilot pilot interface.
From what you know about it now, would you expect it to look different than the G1000?
I cannot tell. That is up to Garmin. They're deciding that now. It's going to be hard to say what the future look of the Garmin avionics will be for the Piper jet. That's up to them, and I'm sure on their schedule they will announce and make known what the features are going to be.
More of our interview with Piper Jet VP of Sales Bob Cromer in just a minute. Today's special NBAA audio is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the sixth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2006 Headset Preference Survey. Enjoy full spectrum noise reduction, clearer audio, and comfortable around-the-ear fit. Learn more at bose.com/headset.
As far as the jet itself and the size of the market, what's your initial take on the initial sales for this airplane and then longer term sales? What kind of a market numbers would you project?
We're closing in on 200 contracted orders for the Piper jet. Very happy with that. Mm-hmm. That's before first flight. The Piper jet has a unique position, and that is it's a personal airplane, yet it's large enough and capable enough to be a business airplane. Mm-hmm. So with this cross-marketing concept of the Piper jet, we look forward to 150 to 100 units a year. Mm-hmm. And we think we can sustain that for about 5 to 7 years, where, of course, then we'll introduce possibly the next generation of Piper jet.
Mm-hmm. At this point, you don't really make any pretensions about it being a charter-type aircraft.
It's going to be interesting to see how the market develops for single-engine charter. The Pilatus is doing quite well, not only as a business airplane, but in some charter operations. As fuel prices increase, I think charter operators and charter customers will be more likely than not to accept a single-engine airplane, knowing that the price differential is almost double for flying in a twin-engine chartered airplane.
So you think they might forego the perceived safety benefit of the additional engine in favor of economy, or no?
I think so. I think they will. I think that, the market will soon accept the idea of single-engine jet charter. There are things that we've done to the airplane also to address the single-engine characteristics, primarily what happens if you lose an engine. The Piper jet with a long, slender wing, the high aspect ratio wing, enjoys a 17-to-1 power-off glide ratio, meaning that if you're at altitude and you lose an engine, or if you're at any intermediate altitude and you have a complete engine failure, the gliding ratio and the gliding characteristics of the Piper jet, you ought to be able to find an airport.
What kind of speed is that glide at?
It's about 180 knots.
Okay, and then 17-to-1 should allow from 20s or 30s would allow you to find an airport, and then you can fly an approach at what speed engine out of there?
Was that 110 to 120 knots maximum, and you'll touch down in the airplane about 100 knots.
And what about systems for deploying flaps and gear in that circumstance?
Good question. You do not need an operable engine to operate gear and flaps in the Piper jet. They're electrically actuated.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Bob. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Keep in tune. We look forward to seeing you at First Flight quarter 208.
Piper VP of Sales, Bob Cromer. You've been listening to one of several extra audio features we're releasing this week from NBAA in Atlanta. And as always, watch avweb.com for the latest print and video coverage. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. Today's report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Check it out at bose.com/headset. I'm Mike Blakeney for Avweb Audio. Thanks for listening.